Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for April 22nd, 2025. So in today's video, we're going to talk about, is the rates going to recover today? Because yesterday, the 30-year fix went up 0.8% in one day. You had the stock market down 900 points. What's it doing today? Whoa, it's up 500 points. And we got the bond market rallying right now, bringing mortgage rates down. What's the main news for today? We go to the economic calendar, there's really nothing. What do we have into news on Tuesday? We have FOMC member Harker speaking. That's not really probably going to do anything. We have the two-year note auction. Well, we're going to focus in on that and see what yields go on there. And then we also have Kashkarian speaking. He's a Fed official as well. So really nothing there that should be, you know, moving the markets. If you go to Yahoo Finance, if you look at this screen, just look at this screen, you can kind of feel the aura of what's going on in Wall Street and so forth. Look at this. New World Disorder. Order with Trump and Powell attacking each other. You have over through here, U.S. global economic outlook worsens. Over here, Strategy, who calls end of U.S. exceptionalism, sees no recovery. If you see all this, you're thinking, oh my God, it's doom and gloom everywhere. And then you have the tariffs. The tariffs are the number one piece of the puzzle that's just upsetting the apple cart everywhere. Well, unless you're really dealing with China, there's not going to be a lot of ramifications for you. If you disagree with me, look at some of the financials that just came out and the outlooks for a lot of companies. So that's what we're going to talk about briefly in this video. We're also going to talk about what's going on with rates and why. So my name is Dan Ferriero. We do this report actually two times a day to inform you guys what's going on with these things and the whys behind it. We also talk about mortgage programs like reverse mortgages, first-time homebuyer programs, down payment assistance programs to help you guys understand the market if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll show you that at the end of this video. But without further ado, let's get to today's news. So mortgage rates, they're going to come down today. How do I know? Well, if you go over to the bond market, we got the MBS is up 17 ticks. When this chart goes up, the price of a bond, mortgage rates come down. We got some good news too on the equity markets. We got the Dow Jones and all the equities across the board up over 1%. That's good news there. And we also have the 10-year treasury dropping as well. What was the news? Like I said, there's really no news out there, but what I want to focus in on right now is what the Federal Reserve might be doing at the next meeting. Do they really pay attention to President Trump? And also, I want to talk about this, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but what's happening in the markets, really, there's no rhyme or reason. You know, like yesterday, there was really no economic news other than what might potentially happen with tariffs. And you saw mortgage rates go up 0.8%. So how do you manage this? And what do you do if you lock in and mortgage rates plummet? Those are things we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's get over to it. The economic calendar we have for today is really nothing. So the market's just trading on rumors and the expectations of what tariffs might do and so forth. But that's basically what's going on in the background. We will pay attention to what the Fed officials say because their comments will move the markets. But really, there's nothing out there other than, you know, people moving their money into different positions. Okay. But again, like I said, if you go over to Yahoo Finance, there's really nothing but bad news. And if you watch the media, it's kind of the same thing. But last night, I made a comment and I was like, a lot of this just seems manufactured. Okay. Just kind of manufactured. And the weird thing is, I was watching Jim Cramer last night, and I watch him every once in a while. He actually made the same comment. And I was like, ooh, this is kind of eerie. I want to show you something real quick. Here's what happens when there's huge market volatility or the market crashes within a year or two. Now I'm talking equity markets right now. Look at down through here. We're gonna skip the Great Depressions and all that, but let's just go down to back in the 80s and forward. Okay, in the 80s, yeah, the market crashed at one point right through here from January of 80 to July of 80, 17%. Would it do the following year? 15%. Would it do the year after that? 37%. So these are markets where they crashed and then the recoveries are, look at this, look in the 1954, stock market crashed 15% and then went up 98%. So the last time this happened, let's go down through here, is in February and March of 2020, market dropped 34%, then it went up 75% and 99%. So are they kind of getting, they purging, because here's what happens is, the average consumer, me and you, when we see volatility like this, we just bail the hell out. It's like, okay, I'm selling all my stocks. Well, if you're an analyst or you're an advisor with this, is that an area where you can swoop in and, you know, buy the dips where a lot of these investors are doing and then capitalizing these massive gains? Might be an area that they're working on. So only time's going to tell what's going on with this as well as the bond market. But the bond market's acting really weird too. It doesn't, you know, it made its biggest move in basically decades last week, and that's not normal. So these are the things I'm watching behind the scenes. So what you need to do is, if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, if you're looking to build, please check with your builder. They usually have the most financial, the financing piece of their puzzle is usually beats everybody. But if you want to reach out to us for me to take a look at what they offer you, be more than happy to do that. If you're looking to buy, you're going to have to get pre-approved and then let us monitor the rates for you. This is what we do. The rate update is our channel. Okay, so, and we also have the ability to move your loan. And a lot of people don't understand how that works. I did a video last night, and I'll put that video right up through here to explain how we, as a mortgage broker in a financial institution, have the ability to move your loan if we're locked to maybe another bank to not, you know, to capitalize on those lower rates. So that's what we're talking about in today's video. But what I want to focus in on is mortgage rates. They're poised to take a drop today. The stock market, this could turn on a dime. So right now we're up about 550 points. Mortgage bonds are looking good. They're up 15 points. That means mortgage rates are going to come down a little bit. We might be at 6.95 by the end of the day. Nothing to write home about, but it's a good direction we're going in. And then we go over to the Federal Reserve. What are they monitoring? Well, they're monitoring this stuff. And there is one piece of this puzzle that's coming out this week, the unemployment rate. Well, that's not coming out, but at least some data on the unemployment numbers are coming out on Thursday right through here. So that's going to fill in one piece of that puzzle, but really nothing else left there. So what's the Federal Reserve supposed to do at the next couple meetings? Well, this is where I'm kind of going to defend Chairman Powell on this one. There's tariffs out there. The tariffs haven't even hit the market yet. Well, they hit in theory, but they really haven't hit the markets with substance because they're postponed right now. But with all those ramifications, what's going to go on with rates in the Federal Reserve? If I'm on the Fed, I'm kind of looking at the same thing. I'm saying, okay, President Trump, you're doing these things. I don't know where they're taking us. Okay, so we're just going to sit on our hands. You know, it might be 30, 60 days, nothing crazy. We're going to sit on our hands at least through them in the May meeting. There's a 90% chance we're not going to cut rates. This is the probability right through here, what the Federal Reserve's going to do. I'm in agreement with them. I wouldn't be cutting rates going into this. Now, in the June meeting, we'll have a little bit more data. We'll have a little more clarity on the tariffs. That might give us more insight. But even Secretary of State Bessent came in and said, you know, it's going to take at least 90 days for the dust to settle. So I'm going out to about July where I'm thinking, okay, if the Federal Reserve is going to do something, if I'm them, I'm sitting on my hands at this meeting, maybe even through the next meeting. And then in July, maybe looking to cut unless we see major deterioration in the job market with this. I don't see that coming as well. So that's my report for today. Hopefully you learned something from that. We will be back later this afternoon for the closing bell. What I do want to explain to you before we do stock talk, our next stock talk, I want you to do me a favor. If you're watching this video and you're interested in stock talk, do me a favor and check out Berkshire Hathaway stock. We're going to talk about this on Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening. We're going to talk stocks. I'm going to go over probably the one safest investment that I've ever told my kids to get into and I got into, and the returns are fantastic. So don't trade on what I do. Just educate yourself on what I do and how I do things, because I'm not a trader. I'm not licensed to do this. I'm only here for entertainment and educational purposes, but I think I can help you out, especially when it comes to buying a house. If you're looking to lock in that rate, or you just need to find that program and you need some help. So that's what we can do for you here. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do this video actually two times a day to help you guys understand the markets. If you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, hopefully you use us. The reason being is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. And the unique thing here is I work at a federal bank. But the uniqueest thing is we're set up with 33 other lenders. Okay, what that means to you is this is where our caption comes in. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. This is it. So what happens is when you put in your application, I'm going to scan rates and programs for my bank as well as 33 others. Okay, so here's what happens though. With a lot of times people lock in, and then with the volatility and rates that we have today, rates might drop 0.25%, 0.5% in 1 week. If you're with just a bank or a credit union, you're stuck. You can't do anything about it. It's gonna cost you money to extend out that rate lock or bring down the rate or do a rate float down. Here at the Rate Update, we can do that for free. So check it out. I post a video last night. I'll post that again right through here so you'll learn how and what we do things behind the scenes. So thanks for watching, guys. If you want to check out more about me, go to therateupdate.com. You're going to find the application link right above my head. You can schedule a consultation right through there. Give us a phone call or just scroll down. You're going to see some videos here that I think are going to help you out tremendously. If you're a homeowner and you're looking to refinance at some point and want me to track rates, well, click here. the Rate Watch tool. You're going to actually fill in some information. We don't sell the data. And then when the rate hits that where you want it to be, I'm going to get you on the phone. We're going to go over the benefits, the costs, and see if you're ready to refinance. But there's also videos down here for like first-time homebuyer guides. If you're a disabled veteran, what programs are out there for you? Down through here, understanding credit, FHA loan guidelines, and more. So check out our videos. I think you're going to find a lot of information there and find a massive amount of help and probably more help than you think we can offer you. But so check out TheRateUpdate.com. My name is Dan Frio. I'll be back here at the closing bell to inform you guys on what the heck happened the rest of the day with these things. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here later. Don't forget to call us or email us if you need any help. And my email is Dan at TheRateUpdate.com. Take care, folks. See you later.